Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Since every minute counts when you're a new parent, who wants to waste time washing bottles? Transform this daily chore with the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro, the first machine that automatically washes, sterilizes, and dries bottles, pump parts, and sippy cups at the push of a button. Its 20 spray jets clean everything 100%. Plus, it sterilizes with steam, then dries with germ-free air. Don't waste time on tedious hand washing. Let the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro do it for you. Shop now at babybrezza.com.
Conversations on life, style, beauty, and relationships. It's the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson.
Avi Sherbel, sound healer, is here. And you just asked me, how did you get interested in this sound healing at all? Yeah. And I'm going to tell the quick story because I want to talk about when I found your Instagram. But okay. I've basically done a lot of different healing work, and that's basically what this podcast is too, is I talk to different facilitators, and I love to show people all of the different options that we have available to us to help ourselves heal, you know, without throwing a pill at it or actually doing the deep dive to rewire our nervous systems and things like that. And so sound healing was introduced to me a couple years ago, just in sound baths during certain therapeutic things I would be doing, like an intensive or different breathwork facilitators that I saw introduced me to different sounds. And then recently, I have just really been way more into it. I don't know. I start my morning every day with the 528 frequency, and it just really has changed a lot in my life. And just like we always say, our phones are stalking us. My phone and my Instagram served me your page about a month ago. And I just think you're doing such a good job of explaining to the people, the listeners, everyone, the benefits of these different sound frequencies. And so I went on a deep dive on your page, and you talk about addiction, which is something I talk about a lot too, and just healing in general. And so I am so excited. That was the long-winded way to say I'm so excited to have you here and really break down the ways that sounds and frequencies and vibrations can help us all heal. So let's get started that way. How did you get into the sound healing world and business, and how has it impacted your life?
Yeah, great question. And I got started in the sound healing journey first with being introduced to music and a love of music. And so for a long time, I was working in music, you know, as first a teenager, obviously, just experiencing a love of music. And then I started to be in bands, and then I started to create, and I went to school for music, and then cut, you know, 10 years later, and I was working in music, working in production. And the beautiful thing about music is, obviously, we all know it's cathartic, it's emotional, it makes you cry, it makes you dance, it makes you happy. That is different from sound, where it's more about pure vibrations.
Right. You
know, They actually say the difference is with music, it's organized vibrational patterns.
Okay.
And sound is just vibrational patterns.
Okay.
You know? So with music, you get da 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 da, and it's much more organized. There's layers to it. There's melody. There's rhythm. And so I always had this love of music, but early life, I grew up very religious and went to religious schools. My dad was a rabbi, so I grew up in like this Orthodox Jewish world that, you know, of course, isn't just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a part of it was there's a lot of hypocrisy, a lot of duality, a lot of seeing one thing but then hearing another. And so there was abuse going on at the elementary school that I went to, the religious school. There was abuse that was just going on around me. And then also just in my own home growing up, we were made to appear like the family that has it all together.
Sure.
The pulpit family and such. But inside it was very different, and there is a lot of verbal abuse going on, and before I came around, physical abuse. And so a lot of early developmental trauma that I, of course, didn't understand. And so at a certain point when I was working in music, I just kind of hit a point where a lot of my own difficulties were catching up to me. And it was coming out in the form of unhealthy relationships, unhealthy work dynamics. Things were going well externally, but internally, my quality of life was poor. It was falling apart. And that coupled with addiction, which also kind of reached a fever pitch, led to just my life falling apart. And I kind of stepped away from music. There was probably some 3 years where I was on my own healing journey. And then, you know, like they say, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Somebody brought me to a healing session with just sound, just pure vibration. And I was just like mind blown, couldn't believe how had I never come across this. But I think it was just, I wouldn't have been receiving it in the way that I was when I did.
Yeah. I love that you have a background in music. I obviously work in the music industry too. And so my listeners know we talk about that a lot. And one of the reasons I was so drawn to work in the music industry was just because music makes you feel something, right? It's such the thing that people say. It's like, oh, that song, I love that song. But most of the time, the reason we love the songs we love is because they're shifting something within us. So what is the difference? You say that just the music is more like organized sound in all these different ways, but then this sound frequency and sound healing is a little bit different. Can you talk a little bit about why?
Yeah. So with music, you have a melody, you have a rhythm, you have just layers of guitar, bass, drums, vocals. And within each of those, there's a wide range of frequencies that you're hearing. You know, just a synthesizer, for instance, is covering a range of frequencies. And then you get music producers who are putting EQs and compressors, so they're limiting the frequencies. And so it's not as pure.
Okay.
Just the pure energy of it.
Yeah.
And the same experience is when you're hearing just a tuning fork, you're hearing just a crystal bowl. It is just that pure tonal sound. There isn't anything on it unless, of course, it's, you know, recorded. And so when you're using that as a means of communication, it conveys a different message. You know, it would be like 10 people talking to you versus a single voice. You know, you're hearing a lot of different things at once. You're trying to make sense of a lot of information with a melody, with a rhythm. And also the intention behind it is different. You know, the intention with most music, yes, there is the release, it makes you feel good, but a lot of it is to entertain, you know?
Right, yeah.
And if you look at just that, you know, that's only a certain hundreds of years old, this idea of an audience and a stage. Before that, though, we were using sound as a way to resonate with each other, as a way to, as a collective, harmonize and connect. And we would gather around a fire and we would play drums and we would use our voices. And you go into any tradition, any culture, and that existed in some way, you know,
right.
From Berlin to South America to India, anywhere you go, there is the voice, there is the drum, there is the flute being used as a way to harmonize and connect and to vibrate with one another and to usually express what couldn't be expressed with words. And so that is kind of more where sound is coming from, is with the intention of harmonizing either the collective or a single person and healing at a root level these blockages or these challenges that somebody is experiencing. So it's a mixture of just the sonic quality and also the intention behind it.
Okay. Well, so I'm sure some people are listening and they're like, okay, you like, cause you know, I have all kinds of different facilitators on this podcast and I, you know, I talk about psilocybin trips and like all these different things that a lot of my listeners are like, okay, Kelly, like you've really like gone to some deep end here. You know, this is crazy. And how is sound going to make anything in my body different? Mm-hmm. But what I love about like what I discovered on your page, you talk so clearly about this to people about how everything happening in our world is based on a vibration, right? And you, I saw this one post you did and it was like animals and plants, they instinctively are constant. They're just operating on vibration mm-hmm. in life. And I want you to speak a little more to that because I'm sure I'm butchering it. But like, how is it actually that sound is impacting our bodies in a way to shift either our nervous system, our brain waves, or the actual like physiological parts of that? And yeah. why do we as humans do anything different than like animals and plants? And like, where do we miss this?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so what we share with animals is we share a social engage, something called a social engagement system. We share a similar nervous system. Right.
Okay.
There are some differences, but you know, if you ever look to a dog is able to attune to you and orient and see kind of, you know, what are you thinking? What are you feeling? Right. Mm. Because they're able to engage with you at that level. The difference is we have a higher brain.
Okay.
Helps and hinders us, you know, it's
totally. Yeah.
It allows for us to be on computers right now and create and work and do all of the things humans do. It also, though, keeps us in a state of worry and a state of anxiety and a state of panic. And the thing even with that has been hardwired into us over millennia, over this period of time as a means of, you know, we are the product of ancestors who survived. Right. Otherwise, yeah. we wouldn't be here.
Right.
Part of how they survived is they were able to detect where is a threat. You know, what should I be looking out for? You know, if you go back to hunter-gatherer periods, that was a huge part of life. I mean, even 200 years ago, that was a much bigger part of life. And so, yes, we are in these comfortable rooms talking on microphones, but there is a mammalian part of us, this animal part of us, that is taking in information less logically mm-hmm. and more in terms of sensations and threats and trying to, it's a non-rational part of us, right? And so that's kind of what separates us from animals. And also the interesting thing with animals is they shake off their trauma. They go through trauma and then they detect where's their threat. Oh, there isn't a threat. And they just kind of shake it off. And then they go back to their group, go back to their herd.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, I don't know if any of the therapy industries would exist without that.
That's
but,
true.
Yeah. But what we do is we experience those things and then it gets stored in our body. And then we go into our mind and we're worrying and we're anxious and we're replaying things and we're talking about it and processing it. And so in that way, all of these experiences get stored in our body. And if you want to go like a little farther than that, it gets stored in our energy field.
Okay.
And so there's something that's extending about six, like two arms length outside of us, that is like standing sound waves. It is carrying all of the information of our life. And that is why we always talk about somebody having good or bad vibrations, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, he has such good vibes. You don't actually see anything, but you're experiencing something vibrationally that makes you feel like you are a match to that person. That person, I feel like myself around. I feel like mm-hmm. I can kind of let my guard down. You're not seeing anything, but you're vibrationally receiving information, understanding that this person I feel safe around. And in the opposite way, that person has bad vibes, you kind of pull back. You don't want to reveal things, but you're not physically seeing anything, you know?
Right.
You are getting this intuitive, this spontaneous information that's coming into you. It's not rational. It's a feeling. It's speaking to you in feeling tones. And so that is how we are receiving vibrational information all the time. And plants and animals are doing the same. And part of why that is so important is we, at our root, are electrical. We are electric. We are vibrational beings. We have underneath our skin trillions of cells that are moving through us. And those trillions of cells are trillions of frequencies, because it's, we're moving, we're alive, we're pulsating, we're energy, we're vibrating. So everything that we go through, like everything you've gone through, even today, mm-hmm. yeah, it's occurring in your mind and your memory and your planning and your remembering and all those things. But it's also occurring at a level of energy in your body that's living inside of you. And so you get kind of agitated, and that affects your cells, it affects your hormones, it affects your immune and your nervous system, and it affects your brain, which is also electric, with neurons firing. And so all of these things are vibrating. And so when we take in vibration, naturally, it is going to affect our own inner vibration from our cells, from our nerve endings, from our body, from the way that even our brain is operating. You know, sound has an ability to literally shift the state of our brain, to mm-hmm. slow our brain waves down, because it is electric, because it is vibrating. And so everything, when we take in sound, is being affected by vibration. And so when you want to really get to the root of something, we work with vibration, because at its root level, it is happening at a vibratory level.
So would this be why sound healing has maybe become so popular? Because, like, can we control what vibrations we're taking in on the regular? You know, like, if we're going about our day as normal, how are we going to control what is vibrating to us?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's of course different ways of going about it. And, you know, if you think about it, like I said, there's trillions of frequencies moving through us. And so, you know, you're not just vibrating at this level or that level. But I think what ends up happening is when we go through different experiences, you go through traumatic events, you go through whatever you experienced as a child, whatever I experienced as a child, you take that in, and then you want to protect yourself from experiencing it again, right?
Yeah.
And what that can do is you didn't really process the experience. It just got kind of stored in you. You know, mm-hmm. let's say something really simple, like being yelled at a lot as a kid. You know, you kind of take that in, and then you're like, well, that was a lot. But because you're not able to process it, it just gets kind of stored. Mm-hmm. And then later on in life, somebody's yelling at you and you don't know why, but you get so activated.
Yeah.
Some other people around you aren't as activated, mm-hmm. right? Because there's this stress that got stored in you from those early years that went through that experience. And so, yes, life is always happening, and you're not going to just be in a Zen moment your entire day. But what can happen is when we take in sound and learn to slow down and learn to slow down again, and we learn to rest and relax, the more we do that, the more that becomes our baseline.
Mm.
As opposed to, I'm in this frenetic, like always going and moving and doing, and, you know, and then suddenly we're in this like fight or flight energy all of the time. And then your cortisol levels are through the roof, you mm-hmm. know, and then you're having hormonal issues. Then you have autoimmune issues because your body is speaking to you saying it's out of whack, you know,
right.
It's spiking up all the time. And so, yeah, you're not going to be able to like live in a slow down state all the time. But what does happen is when you hang out in that space more, then when you are dealing with stressors, you have a greater capacity to deal with them and you handle them in a different way.
That's such a good way to say it. I love that.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
I want to get to how sound healing specifically works, but I want to know too, when we're speaking of vibrations and we mentioned the animals and the plants and then how humans, it does seem like we're almost teaching ourselves to go to your mind before you listen to your intuition and your body and the way that things are feeling. But what about if you're at the baseline and you're drawing in things that maybe you don't want, or like when I hear a lot of people saying things like, well, I want to raise my vibration so I attract a better relationship, for instance, mm-hmm. like that example. So is it something that if we're changing our internal vibration, we're going to start vibing at a different level with different people or different relationships or even different job circumstances or things like that? Like, is that how this works?
Yeah. So I think a lot of us, great question. I think a lot of us, you know, there are these ideas of our nervous system being in either a parasympathetic or a sympathetic response. So parasympathetic is where we are, there's a greater sense of safety. Like I was saying, mm-hmm. it's more of a slow down feeling. You know, if you think of when you're resting, you're watching some Netflix, you know, ideally your body's just slow down in a general
yeah. sense.
Your heartbeat, your breathing, all of those things. What happens though is due to trauma, which comes in all different forms, and trauma is really just stress that got stored in your body, right? And then you weren't able to integrate it or process it.
Okay.
And, you know, that's also what sound helps us do, helps us release stress, release trauma from the body so that we're able to kind of go into that parasympathetic state more. But if you grew up, let's say, experiencing different forms of trauma, different experiences, and then you weren't able to process it, you weren't able to integrate it, then what happens is unknowingly, you're in a survival state a lot of the mm-hmm. time. But because our bodies are incredible at adapting to environments, we're not even aware that we're in a survival state. Mm. You know, I think this is just me. This is just Avi, you know? I'm just kind of wired a little funny, you know.
I'm just a little crazy. I'm a little yeah. fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just yeah. run a little hot. I just like drinking in the morning. Like right. that's the thing, you know.
yeah, casual.
yeah. you do you, but like me, I like
right.
having, you know, so a lot of these things become the ways that we learn to self-soothe, you mm. know? So it's like, I go through these experiences. Most of us don't have the tools or the language for what we were experiencing. And so we just kind of take it on, and we're amazing at pushing past our limits and just kind of going and doing. And so it's like, we don't even know anything's wrong, you know, but it's like, I'm attracting these unhealthy relationships. Mm. Oh, my work-life balance is a mess, and I'm okay. having all of these physical symptoms going on, right?
Yes.
And so all of these are a result of you living in that survival state, but they're just these manifestations of that, you know?
Yeah.
And so part of the thing that happens, and I was using the term before, is when we feel safe, when mm-hmm. we feel relaxed, when our body is slowed down, it turns on something called our social engagement system, which means I want to engage with you. I'm like curious, like what is going on in your life? Like what is happening?
Yeah.
And not only that, I'm compassionate to what you're experiencing. It's like, damn, like I'm really sorry you went through that. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like a good friend would act, right?
Yeah.
But instead of acting like a good friend to somebody else, you're acting like a good friend to yourself, right? So that's that social engagement system where I'm able to engage in a curious and compassionate way. But that's existing when I'm in that slow down parasympathetic state. When I'm in a survival state, that gets turned off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more of a reptilian response. I'm more like fearful. I'm always evaluating. Did they like me? Like, was that cool what I just did? Like, should I go here? Should I go there? Because you can't settle because your nerves are just kind of wired. You know, you're running hot. Everything's spiked up a little bit because your system is sending you the signal like overdrive, mm-hmm. like alarm on, you know, go into alert mode, focus. And then who do you think we choose in those states? You know, what type of situations do we bring into our life? You know, what do we think we deserve in those states? They're all as a result of, you know, how we're experiencing ourselves.
I love that explanation because it's also like if you're operating in the fight or flight or any of those places that you mentioned, if we're just like going through the motions, not paying attention to our bodies, I would imagine that you are attracted or drawn or bringing in that same energy. So if it's, even if it looks pretty on the outside, if internally, like what you're saying, you're second guessing yourself, you're in your head, you're not operating from a place of capacity. Yeah. You're going to bring in things to match just that. And so of course it would be off.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of this is coming from early life, like on what we thought we deserve and what we think that we're worthy of. You know, there's this doctor I love, Bruce Lipton, and you know, he did a lot of research around the our genes and cells and quantum physics versus Newtonian physics, and you know, he talks about how our subconscious got programmed when we were 0 to 7 years old,
right?
You know, because that's actually when our brain was in a slowdown state. We were actually in the subconscious. You know, if you think about when you were younger, like if you see young kids, they're always so much more playful and more imaginative because they are in their brain waves are in a literal dreamlike state where they're just downloading, taking everything in. And then the rest of their life becomes a pattern based off of those early subconscious beliefs. And so a lot of the time, you know, we think, well, I'm in control of like what I'm doing and, you know, I'm determining things. But a lot of it is these unconscious programs that we're kind of running off of. And so that's why when we start to change the program, start to change just the way the wiring is working by slowing it down, by moving into the subconscious and feeding it new beliefs, feeling its senses of well-being and calm, then suddenly what you're seeing in your life is different and it's subtle, you know, it's not like a, you know, snap of the fingers, but yeah.
I love too that, so the reason I'm so drawn, we kind of touched on this already, but the reason I'm so drawn to all these different kind of modalities and different ways that we can get healing is because so much of what's discussed in our society now feels to me, or maybe this is in the past years, and it feels like it's shifting a little bit, but it feels to me like, okay, you're uncomfortable, so here's a pill to throw at that. Or yeah, go have a drink or go get in another relationship so you don't have to grieve that last one. And I know I've seen some posts you've done about this as well. You actually said in a caption that 70% of Americans are on a pill of some sort to cure a symptom of something, like whatever, but we don't ever, or it seems like a lot of people don't go to address the root cause. And to me, these kind of modalities start with the root, like getting in touch with your body. Why am I feeling this way? Like, where did this come from? And being in touch enough to know, to have the awareness when you're going throughout your day, when that gets off and off base. So can you talk a little bit to that? Like, what do you see in our society that's just completely missing in the healing world?
Oh boy.
Big question.
I mean, so many directions you can go down. And I mean, this is like really what kind of gets me fired up in a good and
bad way. Me too. Yeah.
You know, I get like so activated, I find, over these topics and sometimes engaging with people. You know, and I think what part of it is a lot of our culture, just like in the medical space, is based off of Newtonian physics, which is like we only prescribe or only validate anything that can be measured, you know? Mm-hmm. And so if I take this thing, then measurably the symptoms stop, you know? And great, the symptoms stopped, you know? And like you were quoting, like, yeah, 70% of Americans are on at least one prescription drug. That is bonkers to me. Mm-hmm. You know, like, how is that even possible? And then as we get older, more and more prescription drugs, you know?
Because you have to take one to get rid of the other symptoms that the other one brings in. So it's just like you keep just adding more to the table.
Yeah, exactly. And so all that we're doing in those moments is we're quieting the symptoms.
Right.
You know, but then if you stop taking the drug, well, then they're right back, you know? So did you even do anything?
Mm-hmm.
And all you're kind of doing is just taking a vacation away from the symptoms. And we like quick fixes. And so we take it and we're not experiencing the symptoms. But yeah, in terms of healing, the difference is out of the Western model, which is looking at, you know, you have this with your shoulder, what can we prescribe you? What do you need to take? What surgeries do you need? Whereas more of the Eastern approach is taking in the entire person, you know, taking in what energy is flowing or not flowing through the body, what are emotional experiences that you're going through that could be contributing to that? Where are those emotions coming from? You know, if somebody's saying that, you know, I'm really depressed, naturally, we're going to prescribe you an antidepressant instead of asking what is going on in your life. You know, mm-hmm. What are you going through? What are some of the things that you're facing right now? What is your sleep like? You know, what is your health? What are your eating habits? You know, none of those things are being asked. And so we've created this culture that is addicted. You know, we are addicted, like the number one killer of men 18 to 45 right now is fentanyl, right? And you don't see that being talked about, I mean, not nearly enough,
right?
And I've seen just like boys, men my age go from using Vicodin and Oxycontin to then establishing like an addiction to harder drugs. And you could say, well, they have a problem, or, you know, the AA model is usually that it's, you know, it's an allergy of the body, it's an obsession of the mind, and there's a certain chemical wiring. But also what's going on is the environment that they're in. Also what's going on is their internal life. And like I was saying, from their developmental years, they learn, oh, this is how I soothe myself. you know, this is how I feel okay. This is how I feel balanced. And then things get wired and suddenly you have a habit. Suddenly you have a pattern. And then you identify as your habits, as your pattern. Like, yeah, like you're saying, it's like, yeah, I just like to get a little crazy, you know?
Yeah.
So I can't drink now. You know, it's like,
right.
You know, but all of these aren't stemming from, yeah, I like to have a good time. I'm just a little wild. No, there's something that you've gone through, that you've experienced, that wasn't addressed. It wasn't integrated. And now you've created an identity based off of that, as opposed to what is really going on. Like they say with drugs, drugs are never the problem. They're the solution to the problem. So it's like, once you are able to access the pain, then you're better able to understand it. And in order to get to the pain, you have to get to the root cause of something. But we don't hold that up as an important part in the journey. And so you get 70% of Americans on at least one prescription drug.
Well, and so much, this one gets me fired up too. So I'll just go on my little rant for a second. But like with the addiction piece specifically, yes, I think that some look more hardcore than others. But I love that you were saying like so much of our society is addicted, because I really do believe that. It's just that some things are more acceptable, like binging Netflix is an acceptable, you know, quote unquote medicator, or working too much, or all these other things that we do to make ourselves feel better, bouncing from one relationship to a next, to the next. And it's like all of the things are still this avoidance piece of dealing with the root. And we're just looking for the thing to make us less uncomfortable without actually addressing what's going on. And so the chase is going to be constant. It's going to be one pill to the next pill. It's going to be Vicodin to heroin, you know, like you're constantly having to upgrade because you've got to numb with something more hardcore. That this is my belief. And so to take it back to sound, I have found in my personal life, like getting in touch with my own body and asking myself simple questions like what's happening, or like if I'm feeling anxious, like talking to my anxiety, you know, like, hey, anxiety, I feel you. What are you trying to tell me today? That kind of stuff, which sounds silly to some people, but it's been so helpful in my journey of actually understanding where all the feelings are coming from, or where all the things, so I don't have to go run out. I mean, of course, I still want to. Everyone does. Like, it's just easy. Yeah. It seems easier sometimes. But if you're committed to a path of healing for like a future of happiness and stuff, it does seem like some of these modalities of really getting in touch with your body, like really facing the pain of the trauma or whatever it is you went through, are ultimately going to be more helpful in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the body part is super important. You know, I think we weren't trained in society how to listen to our bodies and what our bodies are telling us. I think we were mostly taught how to judge our bodies. You know,
totally. Like, yes.
You know, it's like, I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I'm too tall, too short. My hair's like this. My hair's not like that. You know, and so we're really accustomed to the critical, you know, being critical of our bodies. Mm-hmm. And I think what we're not as accustomed to, which is probably like the number one place to start, is really learning to listen to your body, listening to the impulses that your body is needing to get up. Your body is needing to move. You know, sometimes something as simple as like, I'm sitting at a computer and I need to go use the bathroom, but I'm just going to like keep on typing away, but no, I'm going to get up. You know, I'm going to kind of move a bit slower today because my body's asking me to. And so, you know, just that piece alone is so foundational. And, you know, none of us were taught that. So it's,
Yeah. Well, so much of what we're talking about with the body goes back into like feeling. And so can you talk a little bit about when you're doing like a sound healing session? I want to explain to the listeners, maybe some listeners have never even done a sound bath or heard of this or anything like that. But do you remember what you felt like? You mentioned the moment earlier when you said, you know, whenever you're ready, it seems to come to your life. And so do you remember the first time you were exposed to, was it a sound bath or the different frequencies and what that felt like?
Yeah, of course. Of course. You know, at that time I was living in a sober living. I was trying to get my life together and I was trying to figure things out for myself. And, you know, when you first get sober, you're socially so awkward, like you're so in your head and it's like, oh my God, why did I say that? Like, that was not my best moment, you know? And so you're constantly just, you know, and part of that also is just neurologically, your brain waves are moving quicker than they would normally. You're in what's called like a high beta brainwave activity because it's kind of having to rewire, you know, and so it's very normal in that state. Like I hear it all the time from people dealing with addiction where it's like, I'm future tripping, I'm ruminating over the past, like my mind is just moving so quickly, you know? And so that was kind of my experience. And then when I came into the session where the person was using sound healing, first off, I just like very quickly felt my anxiety levels go down. And I started to have greater clarity around things of like, I felt like I was like processing things at a really quick speed, like, and I want to do this. And I'm like going to do this. And it was like, I was making these to-do lists, but it was really what I was wanting for myself. It was probably like some subconscious stuff.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'm wanting to do this. I'm wanting to do that. And I think when you move into those states, like they say, in those beta brainwave activities, like when you are in more of an awake and alert state, there's a lot of emotional interferences. You know, there's your life that's kind of getting in the way and all of the things. When you go into that dreamlike state, when you drop down, you move out of the rational mind and a lot of your conscious defenses come down and you move into you know, like a more angelic thoughts, these like higher wavelengths of thinking of like, who am I actually? What am I actually wanting for myself? And so you're moving out of some of those things that you identify with and into these deeper aspects of yourself. And I just felt that I felt like I was moving into these deeper parts of myself and what I was wanting. And then I came out and I just felt like my body was so relaxed, you know? I was like, wow, my body just feels so calm, you know? And I just feel so loose. Like I'm not tight in the areas that I was. I'm not as tense. And I, of course, didn't understand any of this at the time, but I was experiencing a slow down feeling of safety in my body. And I was able to engage with myself in a compassionate and curious way. So I think that was my first experience of it.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
And so What does a sound bath look like for listeners who are like, okay, that sounds cool, Avi, but like, yeah. What do I do? Where do I start? Like, what is it? Is it, can you talk about like the bowls people might use or the different frequency tones or things like that?
Yeah, of course. Can I ask you a question before?
Of course.
What was your first experience with it like, if you can remember?
Mine was so emotional, actually. So the first time I ever did a sound bath, a friend of mine got a sound healer to come to her house, and it was like five or six of my friends and I. And, you know, one of the people fell asleep, and then another one just was like antsy. And I had the biggest emotional release. And that was not surprising to any of my friends. I'm a big feeler. And I'm also not scared to just like feel out loud, like whatever it is. I can't really control it. It just happens. So had a lot of moments where with different frequencies or different, she was using healing bowls, or you can probably explain better what that is to people. But like certain ones of the tones, I would feel my entire body just vibrate, like actually feel like I was almost not electrocuted and being electrocuted in like a harsh way, but almost like it was like I'd stuck my finger in a light socket, you know? And it was like, it almost felt like it was just waking up parts of me that had been asleep for maybe my whole life. I don't know. And then there would be other sounds that I would just like start crying, and I wouldn't know why. It wasn't anything that she was doing or that the noise specifically seemed like it would do to anyone, because it wasn't happening to my friends. But I just think I had so much bottled up that I needed to release. And so that tone, whatever it was, would just help me to get to that place, you know? Because a lot of times I feel like we're taught almost don't cry or don't release. And so, like you said, it just gets stored in our bodies. And I think I had so much of that from over the years of feeling like, no, I've got to be strong, or yes, I'm feeling all these things, but I'm going to stuff it. And it was just really helpful to me. And then I mentioned, you know, how I use it now. And sometimes I just Google my symptoms with sound healing, like noises. Like I'm like anxious sound frequency. And that's what I listen to, or to know the number, you know? And it really is interesting, because I can just have it on in the background, even like doing stuff around my house. And before I know it, something has passed, or I just feel physically different. And it's hard to know how to explain it other than that. But yeah, my first experience, I remember leaving and being like, that was the best thing I ever did. That was amazing. Like, I want to do it again. You know, it was just so great.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the best things in life, you almost can't explain. Like, you
that's
know,
true. Yeah.
You know, it's as soon as you start to explain it, you're like,
this sounds crazy. Yeah. I feel that way every time I do a podcast. So it's like, I'm like, oh my God, there was this experience. And I know it sounds crazy to listeners, but try it.
You're like, I was electrocuted and it was the best thing ever. And I just want to keep feeling that.
Right. That's why I wanted to backtrack. It didn't feel bad, you guys. It was like just every part of my body. Like when I say waking up, there's no other explanation than that, because I felt tingly everywhere. And I was so aware of my shoulder or my finger, you know, like things that I just don't pay attention to on the regular. Mm-hmm. It like that sound awakened something that made me feel every piece of my body, like a vibration.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. And, you know, I think touching on something you said, I was talking a lot about the body and the nervous system, but at a deeper level, it is really us awakening. It's like waking up to who we actually are, like in this life, you know? And I think we don't have a lot of moments where we can kind of make contact with that part of us of like, who am I actually, like away from all of the things that I'm doing and these parts that I identify with as like, my name is this and I live here and I do this. It's like, you know, that's a layer of who you are, you know?
Right.
But whether we want to or not, there will come a time where we're going to shed that, you know, and we're going to turn into something else. And so when we go into sound, we go into that really deep aspect of who we are. You know, it's like that place we come from before we got into this body and the place we're going to after we leave this body. And I feel like we have those moments with that. And yeah, it has these effects on the nervous system and on the brain, but it's also touching this really deep part of us that we can't even fully explain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what is a sound bath, though, you know, a sound bath is, it's an experience designed to put the body and the brain into a relaxed state.
Okay.
And you are bathed in sound. I mean, that is the term, like a sound bath. You are bathed in different sounds. And so some of the sounds that people use are the sounds coming from crystal bowls. Part of why crystal bowls, I think, are so popular and, you know, are so impactful is quartz, which is what the bowls are made of. It's like a crushed quartz, essentially. So the crushed quartz, quartz is at its fundamental level water. And then because it gets trapped under earth and pressure, heat and time, it crystallizes.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our body is of a watery substance, right? And so our lungs, our skin, our bones, all of these parts are kind of watery by nature. And so when we take in sound that's coming from essentially water and it's going into us, which is essentially water, and it's like vibrating water going to vibrating water almost, it has this real immediate effect at harmonizing and rebalancing and restructuring these part of us, these parts of us that have been stressed, that are unhealthy, that are holding on to patterns. And so we release these patterns and it harmonizes our cells, our bloodstream. You know, I post on my Instagram, like, it shows sometimes your blood, even after an hour of sound, starts to actually like detox, parasites start to leave, right? And so it's not just some like woo out there idea.
Right.
Like, really grounded studies on these concepts and what it's doing to our brain waves. And so when we take in sound, it usually starts off with a meditation, and the meditation allows us to be more intentional with what we are wanting from that space, from that time. And then once we're able to do that, we usually do some breathing, a light body meditation to just bring us more into our body or more into the intention of that space of that time. And then we go into the sound, which allows us to process things at a cellular level, really. And so it's releasing different chemicals in the body and we're syncing up with the vibration. And so it's really gentle and really passive, really impactful. And sometimes it takes us a while to even process what has happened, you know, because we're just laying down and receiving it. And so, yeah, they use crystal bowls, they'll use gongs, they'll use chimes, they'll use different sounds to elicit different responses. Some sounds are deeper, and deeper sounds tend to bring us more into our body. Some sounds are lighter and airier, and they tend to create more of lightness or an alertness in the mind. And it's almost like some sounds are like the meat and potatoes of it, and other sounds are like palate cleanser. You know, it's like,
yeah,
you know, it's like frozen grapes after a meal or something. So, you know, they're creating these different responses. And at the end of it, the brain waves have kind of gone through a series of different states. The body has released these different stressors and tensions that it's been holding on to. And I think we start to feel a little bit more like who we actually are, away from the stress, away from, you know, some of the overwhelm that we deal with.
I love that. We start to feel like who we actually are. I mean, sounds really simple, but I actually think that it's pretty rare these days to actually feel that.
Yeah. And I think that's the important part, is at the end of it, it's like, how do you actually feel about yourself, you know? And you know, sometimes, like we were talking about, you're addicted to this, you're putting this, you're avoiding this, you're distracting yourself. And sometimes we even get rewarded for it. You know, sometimes, like, I hear this a lot with addiction, is like, everything was going well. My job was going even better than it had been. So you get rewarded for it. But the question is, like, what is the quality of your life? How do you feel about yourself? You know, when you're alone at night, how do you feel? You know, it's like, and I think when you go through sound, you're able to achieve this inner quiet, this inner peace that, yeah, it allows you to see, like, wow, there's a quieter, simpler, more peaceful version of me out there.
What's the craziest thing that you've seen in healing with sound? Like, whether it was with you, yourself, or with other people that you've worked with, like, what would listeners think was, like, undoable by sound, but you've seen it happen?
Good question.
Thank you.
putting me on the spot.
I know. I'm like, now I feel like I should play the Jeopardy music.
You know, I think one of the things that I've seen a number of times is people trying to process something at a cognitive level with years of therapy. And as impactful as that can be to create a relationship with your past or create a relationship with, like, a pattern that you keep on seeing, part of what that misses out on is it's just cognitive. You know, you can notice the pattern. Okay, I see myself doing it, but you'll usually repeat it, you know, because it's just happening in the mind. And we need to have that release. We need to kind of have that processing at the somatic level, at the bodily level. And so I've seen where people through, you know, because I incorporate breath work a lot with my own work. And so I've seen through breathing and then sound and the intention, people release and get clarity on things that years of therapy weren't able to. Mm. And I've seen, like, so one case, without getting too into it, somebody was wanting to leave their partner for years, but wasn't able to kind of navigate it and kept on kind of telling themselves, like, no, this is something that could be worked on. But there was just unhealthy dynamics. And that week after the healing session that we did, she left her partner, she left her husband. And, you know, I'm like in contact and I just, like, watch her stuff. And she's, like, shed like 30 pounds, changed her whole life around, is just like I was saying, who she actually is, away from that pain and away from these things that are not serving you, they are not helping you. But because we were only able to process things at the cognitive level, we'll continue to use the mind to create reasons why I should stay in it, you know, because we like to stay in safe situations, even if they are uncomfortable, even if they're terrible.
They're familiar, though, a lot of times. Yeah.
We choose a familiar hell over an unfamiliar heaven, you know,
right?
Because our body's attracted to that, or, you know, these patterns. So, yeah, like, different situations like that, I would say, are probably the most incredible. And then I think just, like, the craziest was, I think it would just be seeing people kind of get into these, like, it's funny you were saying electrocuted. I've seen people where it looks like they're being shocked almost, you know, where, like, a part of their body is just kind of, like, convulsing a little bit. And there's usually a lot of tension. There's a lot of, like, stored trauma in that area. And then in that moment, they are having a really huge release of that. It's not usually the case, you know, but I've seen that where it's like this huge release where it seems like, the body's convulsing and then they're crying. And then they look like they just, you know, became like 5 years younger. Like, just their whole face, you know, it's like
the weight was just dropped.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Oh, I have so many thoughts on that, but I know we're running out of time. I want you guys.
Go ahead. I was thinking
about that when I was crying. I think crying is like a release as well, and it's just the way that my body seems to process it. But that is what it was. It was like this uncontrollable something had tapped into this certain part of my body, and I wondered, do different sounds do that, or is it just that they're tapping into different traumas, or like why is that working?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so like I was saying, we have so many frequencies moving through us at one time.
Okay.
I find it a little hard to say like this exact vibration is going to have this exact effect.
Yeah.
I'll go into a couple directions with it. I'll come back to that. With that said, one of the ways, and there's some great TED Talks on this, and Royal Rife, who's somebody I like love and was not believed, he did heal people of different cancers using sound, and then the medical establishment tried to shut him down. He went to the Supreme Court and won against the FDA, all of these crazy things, and he was using vibration. This is like almost 100 years ago, was using vibration to heal people of cancer, and then his laboratory was broken into, his microscopes were, you know, and what? His whole life was kind of decimated, became an alcoholic, all of these things. And so his form, which still is carried over in certain ways, is where we'll use certain frequencies, because he found that, for instance, cancer or Alzheimer's or different things, there's a certain vibration that those cancer cells are operating at. And if you can meet that exact vibration, let's just say it's like 900 hertz that you have a cancer cell. So if you play 900 hertz to the cancer cell, it's going to blast apart the cancer cell, because you're meeting that vibration with another vibration. And then it's like a singer when they're singing and then the glass breaks.
Yeah. You know?
Because you're meeting, it's coming into resonance and then it blasts apart. And so sometimes there's trapped emotions, stored emotions, that a certain tone or a certain range hits, and it hits a part of you, and then you're like, and then you have this release, you know, it just touched some trapped part of you. And then, yeah, like you were saying, crying is a natural release, you know, it's like a letting go of some kind. And so different ranges of frequencies, different tones can have that effect on us. And then when you go, like I was saying, more into that world of Royal Rife, there are exact frequencies that you can, I don't want to say you can't, allegedly, like you could potentially heal yourself of different diseases, different cancers. I know people, I've gotten this a lot in my DMs, people who have used these Royal Rife machines that have healed themselves of cancers that doctors have said that they were going to die from in like the next 4 months, and that years later they're alive. from using these machines. They believe, allegedly.
Allegedly. But I mean, you mentioned this on your Instagram too, but if you say the medical field wouldn't want to encourage sound healing or things like that, because they can't make the same kind of money that they would with prescribing pills.
Yeah. I think the FDA right now is actually approving sound waves being used to treat cancer.
Okay.
I think, like I was saying, this doctor, Royal Rife, had this information 100 years ago. So what's been happening in the last 100 years?
It's like, right.
Of course they have access to this. Of course they have unlimited funding for research, the research that they want to do, because they want to be able to patent things.
Mm.
They want to patent on things. And once they have a patent on things, then suddenly they release it, you know? And so I think, first off, the FDA is approving sound waves being used to treat, I forget the types of cancer. But sorry, I lost my train of thought. Can you help
me?
You
said the FDA is using, are they approving sound waves as treatment for certain types of cancer? And you were trying to think of the cancers where you lost
yourself. Yeah. And so they're not going to bring something to the public unless they're sure that they can make that in tablet form, they can make it in a shot, they can make it as a form of treatment, and then they'll release it. And there's just a number of doctors like Royal Rife. There's another doctor, Mitchell Gaynor, out of Austin, Texas, who was a cancer researcher at Cornell University, who wrote an amazing book called The Healing Power of Sound, who was believing that it was possible to heal cancers and different long-term illnesses with sound in combination with other effective treatments. And he also in 2014 committed suicide, right? And you just hear of these different stories where these people are going up against the medical establishment and their careers are ruined, their lives are taken. And so I think that's why we see these practices as fringe, you know. I mean, even something like chiropractors, you know, like there is this length, they won court battles against the American Medical Association in the 90s because they were trying to delegitimize their entire practice and see it as alternative, see it as fringe. And so it occurs with all of these things. And so I think the more we talk about, the more we experience, the more we spread what it is, I think we combat, you know, the darkness of that.
Yeah. I mean, I could go on a whole tangent about that, because that was with the plant medicine stuff. I have a similar feeling, is that some of it is not being used in the way that it could, because you do it once and then it's done and like there's not a moneymaker there. So
yeah. And I mean, not that I use it now, but it's like now that they are legalizing psilocybin, it's like you have to use it in a contained environment. You have to pay X amount for it. But shamanic cultures for thousands of years have been in communication with those plants, knowing the properties of it and what it's able to do. And somehow now, because it's being legalized, is it only seen as you know, a proper form of treatment? It's like, what?
Doesn't make sense. Right. Well, we could obviously go on and on for days, but if people want to know more about sound healing, I do feel like your Instagram page is a really great place to start, because you break things down. So can you tell the people where to find you?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram and TikTok at GetSoundRx. And then also I offer trainings where I train others in becoming conscious practitioners of sound. And so you can go to my website, GetSoundRx.com. And yeah, I have other offerings there, other guides, and yeah, and if you ever want to work one-on-one, that's available also.
Do you offer virtual sessions?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do virtual sessions. I'm doing one tomorrow, so yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll put all of the info of that in the link the description of this podcast. What about what I do where I like Google, like how I told you I do 528 hertz frequency in the morning, and it does seem to be helping me, but do you have a way that you would suggest people start using sound if they're kind of just wanting to dip their toe in a little bit?
Yeah. You know, one of my favorite practices, I'll show you this book I have right here too. One of my favorite practices, the book is called The Humming Effect.
Okay.
One of my favorite practices is using our own voice as a healing agent. A lot of what we're able to do when we take in outer sounds from instruments, we're able to do with our own voice, you know? And so I'm not joking. Try breathing from your diaphragm. So feel like your belly expand and then contract as you exhale. And hum for 5 minutes. And you're going to 15x your nitric oxide levels, which helps with blood flow, oxygenating the blood, all of these different effects, producing oxytocin and just creating an overall sense of well-being. I would say my favorite practice is hum for 5 minutes.
Okay.
In the morning or when you're feeling stressed out. And I don't want to say I guarantee, but like I will guarantee this one.
Okay.
I will guarantee your anxiety levels will be completely different, and whatever was kind of stressing you out beforehand you'll have a different relationship with. And yeah, I feel like in general, frequencies are amazing. I love that people are going to them and using them. And I mean, 528 it's amazing. You know, it's believed to repair DNA and cell. So it's go for it.
That's why I chose it.
Yeah, exactly.
But it does seem to help me. I love the humming thing. I catch myself sometimes when I'm meditating, I just will start humming. And I don't stop my body from doing things during meditation. I'm like, whatever it needs to do. But for me, it's the same as crying. It's like some sort of like physical release of something that's stuck somewhere. So I don't know. That's really interesting. Look at that. I was just doing it naturally.
Yeah. And the last thing I'll say is like you're communicating without using words, which I think is really important. It's like you're using your voice, but not to form words, but just to release and express something, which is powerful.
Well, it takes out the intellectualizing that we were talking about, and you're just actually feeling and communicating and vibrating. I love that.
Yeah.
Avi, thank you. This was so great for me. I needed this on my Monday. So I really appreciate the listeners will be hearing it on Wednesday, but what a great conversation. I'm going to link everywhere for you guys to go find Avi's work in the description of this podcast. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I really, really enjoyed it. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson, where we believe everyone has a little velvet and a little edge. Subscribe for more conversations on life, style, beauty, and relationships. Search Velvet's Edge wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.